First of all, it was great to have the Senate come together and pass a slightly different version of the one that we sent to them originally, but still a very strong package of pro-energy, pro-growth, pro-family, pro-security, you know, just pro-common sense measures over to us. So it could have been Christmas Day. I would have been happy to be there because this stuff, these are the policies that we have long wanted, and there's so many great policies in here for North Dakotans and for Americans. I really think it's going to help jumpstart our economy and get America back on track, help our citizens and our families keep more of the money that they earn, keep it in their own pockets to the side, and help to begin start bringing down the size of the government and the cost of government. So it was great. It was great to be part of it. Dicey at times, you know, wasn't sure if all the folks are going to come forward, if we're ultimately going to get the votes. I truly always believed that we would, but there were moments where I thought, geez, what if we can't? Then what do we do? But it all came together in the end, and we've got it done.
You know, it's been, I think, painful for all of us on the conservative side watching what the discussions have been based on over the last 4 years. It was all about what green energy plan are we going to sink money into, or what transgender initiative we were going to undertake, or how are we going to do redistricting so we can get more people in, or how do we get more people to come into the country illegally? And I'm not exaggerating. That's what the last 4 years have been like. What was it like for you to have that front row seat, knowing that the issues that we're talking about are things like overtime and seniors exemptions and charitable deductions, things that like really matter to people? What was that like for you?
Absolutely. It was very gratifying. We are implementing the policies that North Dakotans have embraced for decades. And I always dreamed about having a federal government that operated more like kind of and had the approach of the government that we have in North Dakota, where we try to limit the taxes, we try to limit the regulations, we try to give people more control over their own lives and their own money that they earn. And that's the direction that we're going with this measure, and I think follow-on measures. And I think it truly is going to unleash a new boom in America. We can have a very pro-growth economic strategy and a regulatory strategy and a legal framework to support that. And that's what we're working to accomplish here.
There is a lot of conversation, obviously, among the left right now about how are we going to try to make this look bad for Republicans. And I think the rally cry that I hear over and over again is this was a bill for the rich people. And real Americans and people who need a hand and those who are down on their luck are going to be the victims while the rich people get to buy another yacht. How do you sort of counter that? When someone says that kind of line of thinking to you, how do you respond?
Well, you know, it's tricky because it's just not true. So one thing that I point out is the highest tax bracket and the highest couple tax brackets aren't getting a reduction in taxes. They pay 37% today, and they will pay 37% tomorrow. Well, the lowest three tax brackets do pay a lower rate. Furthermore, we increase the per child tax credit. So now it's $2,200 per children, and $1,700 of that is refundable. So people get that money back even if they don't owe the tax. We have the no taxes on tips. The billionaires aren't making money on tips. We've got, you know, no taxes on overtime. Again, these are working class people who are going to benefit from this. We're reducing the taxes on senior citizens, especially lower income senior citizens. If they pay $75,000 or less in income as a single person, or $150,000 as a married couple, they get a $4,000 deduction to offset the taxes that we estimate they would pay on Social Security. So we worked really hard to try to target this tax policy on working Americans, people who we want to have more of their hard-earned money to spend on their children, on paying their bills, on getting ahead. And that's really very specifically what we focus on this bill. The fact that the left is talking about it in very different terms just, I think, tells you how desperate they are, because they know what's in this bill, and they have to misrepresent it. Every single Democrat in the House and the Senate voted against this. They voted against these tax policies, which basically means they voted for the largest tax increase in American history. If we hadn't passed this, it would have been the largest tax increase in American history. And so, you know, they voted against reforms for programs like Medicaid that are intended to help the program be sustainable for the very people, the disabled people, the low-income seniors, the pregnant moms, low-income pregnant moms, that's who that program was designed to. And we created reforms to help ensure that it's protected long-term for those very people. So again, I think it's just misrepresented. It's being misrepresented significantly by the left and by all the media who carries their water for them. But people are going to feel it themselves, and I think that will be the proof in the pudding of what people actually experience as a result of this.